Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Too many of our fellow Americans are struggling every day to just get by, to put food on the table, to pay the rent, and to get the health care they need. Brothers and sisters, bottom line, we need an economy that works for all of us, not just the billionaire class.
Bernard Sanders. That's the man. If they can turn this into a change election and win it,
I think it already
by
has happened.
Keeping the same people in charge.
Yeah.
That will be one of the great rabbits yanked from hats in American political history.
I think part of it is Biden's age, the way it all went down, but I think it feels like they're the change, which is interesting. Like we got this text. I was watching the DNC. Democrats have controlled the White House for 12 of the last 16 years, but somehow everything is Republicans' fault. 12 of the last 16 years it's been run by Democrats, and they're getting away with?
We need change!
Feeling like, you know, this is an opportunity to change from this horrid current situation.
Well, and Bernie invoking people are struggling to buy groceries and put food on the table. Well, let's talk about that for a moment. Why do you suppose that is? Inflation, perhaps, Bernie? Let's talk about what causes inflation. Right. Too many dollars injected into our market chasing too few goods? And you're going to answer that with price fixing, which I have more to say about. But it just doesn't matter when you're talking to the 20% least knowledgeable voters who are just so easily swayed by emotion.
We are in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. In case you didn't know that, we're at the United Center right now broadcasting, where there's a whole bunch of TV and radio people, and all the stuff you see on cable news is right above us, more or less. The CNN, Fox, NBC, all of it is laid out right there. You can see their studios. And everybody's hanging out here and talking about the... What? Show. They're talking about the show.
Yes.
It's a big show that you put on, and it gets covered as news.
Yeah, exactly. It's in today's show business report, brought to you by TMZ. That's what essentially all of this is. It just dresses itself up in grown-up clothes.
Speaking of that,
yes.
Did you see Ben Affleck is officially over? Did you see that, Katie?
I did.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez announced they are getting divorced.
I wonder, is this the death of love?
The second time.
Maybe they'll go for a third. Third time's the charm.
They got back together, went all gaga, and they did what I think would be so embarrassing is to do it so publicly.
Mm.
Like, put out all those videos and pictures of you looking into each other's eyes again and how you've reconnected and everything
right.
Like that. Wouldn't you want to, like, tone that down a little bit since it didn't work out last time until you're sure?
Update, now I remember why I hate him. Boy, Bennifer over. I'm looking around for craps to give, and I just can't find one.
You think that's what happened with J-Lo? She's like, oh, yeah, right, you're a DB.
Or both of them. I don't know, and I don't care.
She seems nice.
So anyway, Bernie took that shot at billionaires, and then hilariously J.B. Pritzker, the utterly, unredeemably evil governor of Illinois, came up and he said this moments later, clip 50, Michael.
Donald Trump thinks that we should trust him on the economy because he claims to be very rich. But take it from an actual billionaire.
Was he listening to the crowd cheer that?
Trump is rich in only one thing, stupidity.
And Bernie's backstage said, wait a minute, I was just out there railing against billionaires and they were cheering for me.
Right.
So now this.
So Bernie goes,
oh my God.
You know what's ruining this country? Billionaires. Crowd goes wild. Like 2 minutes later, a guy, big fat guy, comes out there and says, I'm a billionaire. Crowd goes wild. What?
Yeah.
What is
yeah.
going on here? What are we doing?
And then
take it from an actual billionaire.
Wow.
Hire a personal trainer with all that money. Oh, good Lord.
Wow. Now you're going Trump going after Chris Christie.
I saw him.
This is childish and unacceptable.
The Daily Show was doing a thing with Pritzker. And they were going around to bars. He is a slob. He was wearing like the big, like grungy looking, ill fitting pants and a T-shirt that didn't fit right.
It's tough to fit a bigger man.
He's a billionaire.
True enough. So speaking of Bernie and the sort of nonsense that we heard, it was very skillful nonsense, by the way. And if you are, you know, if you want to understand. You know, what the big game is going to be like this Sunday, meaning the election. The other team is, they're running their plays in snappy fashion. Very skillful.
Yeah, I'd say.
On the other hand, you get stuff like this that got a giant roar. Clip 71, this is back to Bernard Sanders.
We must summon the courage and deliver justice for people at home and abroad. Abroad.
Yay. Yes.
We must end this horrific war in Gaza.
Wait for
it. Bring home the hostages and demand an immediate ceasefire.
Yay! Only one problem. Neither side has any interest in that, especially the people holding the hostages. Zero interest, Bernie.
So Barack Obama was out there later and talking about how we need to play our role in the world and the important role the United States plays and not get involved in wars that something or other, but make sure we get involved. And the crowd cheered like crazy. And it was also vague.
Right.
And just kind of, yeah, it would be cool if we somehow managed to always get involved at the right time in the right place and not get involved in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I like that as a foreign policy.
That would be fantastic.
We must craft and then preserve this beautiful birthday cake and also eat it.
So did he and the billionaire run into each other backstage at all?
I don't know. They probably had them separated. Like a couple of rappers' posses. They kept them apart.
Bernie?
JB? JB? How are your billions?
Well, of course, Bernie not run into them.
Bernie has like four houses, doesn't he?
Good point. That was a fat joke.
Oh, that was, again, I'm surrounded by buffoons.
That's a good fat joke, Katie.
Yeah, well, again, they probably said, you know, Bernie was back there. I tell you what, that fourth house, sometimes I worry, is it worth the property tax? And Katie says, oh, I totally get it. Well, excuse me, you got any fried chicken? I know what you mean. All right, now I've been drawn in by the whirlpool of idiocy. This is how it happens. So I thought this was absolutely a great point and wryly made by James Freeman in the Wall Street Journal. That his piece is entitled "So You and You Thought You Did a Poor Job as the Borders Are," and first he goes through all of the big time outlets who are memory holing the fact that they had their own stories in 2021 that referred to her as the Border Czar. Now, if you want to really be buttoned up and accurate, yes, she was supposed to try to ameliorate the root causes that motivate people to flee, you know, not God-forsaken exactly, but beleaguered countries in Central America.
She was going to get down there. She was going to straighten out their governments and their economies so people wouldn't want to come to the United States. That was the point. And what Freeman points out, which I think is brilliant, is that the solution apparently is importing the very policies that caused those countries like Venezuela to be so beleaguered.
No kidding.
You're going to have massive inflation because of pouring trillions of dollars into the economy. That's kind of a factor down there. You are going to stop prosecuting crime. So you're going to have crime in the streets, making the neighborhood so dangerous people want to come to the United States, where it is way safer. You're going to institute government price controls. Nicolas Maduro, anybody? Venezuela, anybody? Then he quotes the Catherine Rampel. Is that her first name? It doesn't matter. In the in the Washington Post. It's hard to exaggerate how bad this policy is. It is, in all but name, a sweeping set of government-enforced price controls across every industry, not only food. Supply and demand would no longer determine prices or profit levels. So, yeah, apparently she is going to neutralize people flowing in from Venezuela by becoming Venezuela, which is a clever strategy. Did not see that coming.
Not a lot of talk about the price control plan that she unveiled on Friday. Haven't heard that mentioned at the convention
ISIS.
Of all the things you're going to do that are going to make America better. I mean, her first policy speech since she became the nominee was about price controls, and it hasn't been mentioned at all.
Right. I suspect that they are going to massage that into a much vaguer shot at gouging and greedy corporations ripping off the American
government.
Just leave it at that.
That has been mentioned. Did you see that one guy's beard that just walked by? He had a full ZZ Top beard.
Oh, really? I missed it.
Would you have that beard if you could?
Am I married to my beloved bride in this scenario?
She doesn't want that beard?
No. Oh, no. She long wanted, as a man who is bearded roughly two-thirds of the year, I guess. I don't know. Maybe half the year. I've really wanted to go Civil War general once in my life.
Right.
Once in my life.
You
but
what?
For whatever reason, she's staunchly against it.
Even 1 year? You can't go Antietam 1 year?
You know,
Katie?
Maybe if listeners, maybe we start a GoFundMe page. Right?
And for you to grow a beard?
No,
I don't understand this.
No, hang with me here. And we raise like a huge amount of money for some great charity.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
And I can browbeat my wife.
Oh,
well,
you don't care about kids?
Starving kids. You don't want the foster kids to get the money, huh? Oh, that would be make for a, I'd end up like J-Lo and what's his face?
I vote grow it. Do it. My husband had the Harley Davidson goatee for a while there, and it was awesome.
I've seen the pictures.
Yeah.
I had one more comment on that, but I'm sure I'll think of it later.
Yeah, after a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security, man, it is, speaking of crime, it's all about peace of mind, protecting your loved ones, of course, but also your stuff that you busted your ass to be able to buy.
Or your beard. What if somebody broke into your house,
stole my beard.
Cut your beard and forced you to eat it. Remember
forced me to eat it.
That clip we used to have?
Of course.
That wouldn't happen if you had Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents standing by to protect you and your beard from break-ins or anything else. Send emergency help when you need it the most.
I don't even want to tell you what Judy and I used to pay for our security system. Simply Safe is better, it's more advanced, and it is a fraction of the cost. That 24/7 monitoring where they can respond to a break-in in seconds and get the cops on their way, it's less than a buck a day. So protect your home this summer with 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
No, the best part of the ZZ Top beard, to me, like the guy I walked by, is you're inscrutable.
In what sense? I mean, just nobody's sure what kind of guy you are?
No. You have no idea what the facial expression is or anything like that. You can't tell a person with a beard like that if they're frowning, angry, nothing.
And you would like that.
I would love that.
I wear my heart on my sleeve more than you do.
I want people on their heels.
Right.
You could pull a Peter Griffin and hide snacks in it.
Yes, exactly.
If you could listen only one ZZ Top song for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I hate to be trite, but probably LaGrange.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that answer. There's nothing wrong with that answer.
Oh, I got a lot of nice girls down there.
I might go with Cheap Sunglasses. Or
Tush is the one I sing in my car the most, that I sing along with. God, I love to sing along to that song.
Well, Jesus,
out of Texas.
Jesus just left Chicago. Going to school, both of us.
That's a good story.
Yeah, yeah. If you answered legs, you're wrong.
We've got more from Chicago and the DNC and some of our reviews and some clips from last night. A bunch of stuff on the way. Stay here.
They cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
Armstrong and Getty.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Redding Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Redding come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It is good to be home, and I don't know about you, but I'm feeling fired up. I, am feeling ready to go. Even if I am the only person stupid enough to speak after Michelle Obama.
That was a fired up crowd for both Michelle Obama and Barack Obama in several of the speeches yesterday. But you got to remember, the Republican convention seemed like there's no way this party could lose.
Oh, yeah.
When you're at the convention, which is where we are in Chicago at the United Center.
That's the purpose, firing up the troops.
Yeah.
And them up, they did. Let's break down the policies that we just heard and discuss how they will affect Americans in their lives.
Right. Not a lot of that. And as I talked about this earlier, and it struck me as kind of interesting, I was listening to a podcast a day behind reviewing Monday night's speeches, and it seemed completely pointless.
Yes.
Only 48 hours later.
Right. Why would I want to talk about this?
Well, it seemed so irrelevant because it was 2 nights ago.
Right.
So that's how quickly it dissipates.
And 2 weeks from now, it'll seem like junior high in my memory. I mean, because anybody, I was about to start my screed with, as things stand right now, the Republicans have a serious, serious challenge.
Oh, I'd say.
On the other hand, anybody 3 months out from an election who says, as things stand right now, is ignoring the fact that things will not stand then like they stand now. Everything will have changed 3 times. Having said that, though, the kind of populist, sunshiny, no-policies approach is clearly what they're going to ride as long as they possibly can.
Well, and then the whole hero worship thing. Van Jones, after Obama spoke, said, I didn't realize I'd been in the spiritual desert until the Obamas created that oasis on that stage. And there was some reply to that on social media about here. I'm here on my hands and knees begging people to stop making politicians religious saviors. I mean, because there was some criticism from the left about the Republican crowd and how they're, like, weirdly in awe of Donald Trump like a religious figure. You telling me that doesn't go on with the Obamas?
Oh, sure.
Give me a break.
And they're trying to transfer that to Kamala, largely successfully, at least this week in Chicago, which is a real head scratcher.
Yeah, it is, because I said to somebody last night, Barack Obama's so much smarter than Kamala Harris. I mean, they're not even in the same category.
Well, the first time he took the stage, everybody's like, who was that?
Yeah.
First time she took to the stage, and the subsequent 175 times, people were like,
what was
that? Why she giggle all the time? What the hell's her story?
What was she trying to say?
Right, yeah. But that's the nature of politics. You gotten that Lincoln quote yet?
I can look for that. I've been trying to find it.
Yeah, it's pretty obscure. We need to, maybe next segment, talk about our conversation with Karl Rove yesterday, which was very, very interesting. I wish bitterly that we could have had it on the air. But he was rushing off to something. But he was very generous with his time, you know, to chat and share political theory. And
that was cool.
Sort of thing. Yeah.
I probably could talk to him all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Taking in the dumb pageantry that is every convention last night as they went through the delegate count to see if she was going to get enough delegates to become the nominee. I don't even understand what we're doing. How come somebody doesn't stand up and say, what are we doing here? Can't we all go home? I've got kids, or my kids have homework to do, or I got to mow the lawn, or nothing is happening. Nothing's actually happening here.
Right, right. Instead, you get, Mr. Chairman, as the head of the Democratic Party in Delaware, where the water meets the land and the land meets our dreams, we are prepared to cast every one of our votes back by... And I'm like, okay, all right, all right. Well, you're going to give all the votes, right? Oh, hey, surprise ending. They're giving all their votes to Kamala. What are we doing here?
California passed, because they do it in alphabetical order, and California passed so that they could be last, and then Gavin Newsom came out and the last delegates of the night gave his big speech, and the crowd roared like crazy. All right, whatever. Can we talk about policy, please?
Armstrong and Getty.
Seems like there's more identity theft in the news every day.
Another major healthcare breach was reported today, resulting in the exposure of
several consumers have been a victim of identity.
That's because there are endless places that could accidentally expose you to identity theft in a breach or simply by mistake. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at HavenHumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by.
Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
From the convention last night, the lieutenant governor of Minnesota spoke, and she talked about Tim Walz and some of his favorite foods.
For almost 6 years, I've worked side by side with Governor Walz, the big heart, a buffalo plaid jacket, and a bottomless bag of snacks, Nutter Butters, cheese curds, and Diet Dew.
It sounds crazy, but in Minnesota, that's breakfast. Nutter Butters, cheese curds, and Mountain Dew. Forget Biden. Is Tim Walz going to make it another 4 years?
I thought Barack Obama had a good line that actually is mocking most other politicians, really was the point of it, is that Tim Walz has got a bunch of flannel shirts in his closet that he actually wears, not like some flannel shirt that some consultant just gave a guy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've always mocked that as a small-town Midwesterner, is the politicians coming to some country town and putting on the plaid shirt that they just got in some store.
The irony, of course, is that he's a 100% legitimate, small-town, middle America guy who's a communist.
Yeah, yeah. It's all true. He is a small-town guy who came from that world and dresses like that. And he's a communist.
Yeah, I'd be wearing a Chairman Mao jacket and a little hat. Put him in the little hat.
I haven't heard this. Does it require any setup?
The Hannity McAuliffe
stuff? Yeah.
Only that it's Sean Hannity and Terry McAuliffe, who have known each other for a very long time. And while they have battled on the ramparts of party politics, they're old buddies. You know. But it was a pretty candid conversation. It reminded me somewhat of Hannity's debate with Gavin Newsom. But let's roll 23, Michael.
Do you want your kids to get treatment without your knowledge?
Listen, Tim Walz has been a great governor. Largest tax cut in the history of the nation.
Michael, go ahead and bail. I thought there was more pretext to that. They're talking about sex change procedures for kids, hormones, surgeries, and the fact that in Minnesota they passed a measure saying that the kids could be whisked along the nonstop conveyor belt of extremism by activists and the parents not be informed that their kid has changed their pronouns and is identifying as different sex at school.
And Terry McAuliffe is former DNC chair and spokesman for Democratic policies on every talk show for my whole adult life.
Right. Okay, so let's try it again.
Do you want your kids to get treatment without your knowledge?
Listen, Tim Walz has been a great governor. Largest tax cut in the history of his state.
I love you, but
listen,
not answering.
As governor, thousands of bills come to me every year. But I'm not going to tell what he should have been doing in Minnesota. But he was a great governor, lowered prescription drugs.
But should kids have,
tax cut ever.
Should they be able to make a life-altering decision without the parents being notified? You can't support that.
No, I think parents should be notified.
Then why? But you have a ticket that supports that.
Listen, Sean, everybody's different. Okay, this is what's great about the mosaic of the American towel who we are.
What about the freedom that they're talking about? What about freedom of parents to parent?
And this is why we have elections. And we have our positions. And if you like them, support us, and we don't.
2-1, Americans oppose any sex change, drugs, or surgeries for minors. It's 58 to 30, so it's virtually 2-1.
I like him getting into the mosaic of something.
Well, I enjoy a good mosaic as much as anybody, but and of the 60% that oppose it, about 50% strongly oppose it. Now, the 30% of Americans who support sex-mutilating drugs and surgeries for minor 12% are unsure, the survey found.
God, I'm just so worried that
not even half of Democrats support that.
I completely understand that, and it's not surprising to me that vast majorities of Americans are not into the whole operating on kids changing their sex thing. But I just don't know if you can make that an issue. I don't know if it's possible that if it's going to work. I don't know. I mean, so Sean Hannity brought it up to a crowd of people that all agree with him. Terry McAuliffe, you know, didn't answer it, didn't get into it. He's not going to be asked about it on any other show. They're not going to ask him on ABC or CNN or anywhere else.
Right, right. Well, that's why Trump and his surrogates, J.D. Vance in particular, need to, in a very effective, easy-to-follow way, make the case that they are radicals with a handful of examples,
right.
Just a handful. And I think that's one of them.
Yeah, well, I think it's the whole California Kamala. I wish he would pick up on that because I think it's a good idea.
Because it speaks volumes in a few words.
People don't think sanctuary cities make sense.
No.
At all.
Including sanctuary cities lately.
Do the sanctuary city thing. Do the trans thing. Trans sanctuary. Get your kids operated on. Do that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a winner all day long, and then you bring in inflation?
I wish they'd bring me in as a surrogate. There's nobody to show up to see me speak, so that kind of cancels the good it would do now that I think about it. Anyway, it's going to be on after the conventions, after Labor Day, for generations. That was considered the start of the political campaign. So particularly given the omnipresence of media in our lives and social media and the internet and the data collection that both parties are able to do to target voters and target them with specific messages, I think the couple of 2-3 months that we've got left are going to be plenty to hash this stuff out.
Siri, when is Labor Day?
Any minute.
September 2nd. So
no, wait a minute.
I just said Siri, and your phone answered.
Are you two sleeping together? Are you sleeping with my Siri? And that's how the love triangle was revealed.
Wow. Got found out.
Yeah.
Siri, you're supposed to keep that a secret.
Yeah, Siri and I were having an intimate moment last night, and she called me Jack, and I wondered what was going on.
It's tough with Siri, because she's just constantly whispering in your ears random facts. North Dakota is the 8th biggest exporter of corn. I don't care. We're in the midst of...
So this is completely off any topic. Michael, tomorrow, please.
Yeah.
Because I know you're frantically busy, you're working like crazy, and we appreciate it. Let's have Chicago bumper music.
Okay.
The band Chicago, or maybe well-known Chicago and Illinois bands. I can give you a list. But, yeah, I want to hear Chicago music.
But the reason I ask when's Labor Day, that's a full 8 weeks. A full 8 weeks. 2 months.
Of
that's
campaigning.
Plenty long enough.
Oh, yeah.
We shouldn't start until after Labor Day.
Right.
That'd be plenty of time.
It's not like we're all going to law school here. There's going to be like 5 persuasive sentences spoken on either side. And the team that wins 3-2, they're going to get elected.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. That's one word for it.
Maybe next hour we'll get to some more of Michelle Obama's speech. I think all pundits, left, right, and center, agree that she was the speech of the night, even with her husband, the legendary speaker, on stage. She killed it, and I am not a Michelle Obama fan.
Right.
If I walk into your house and you have her book on your coffee table, I automatically think you're a putz.
Right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
But her speech was amazing.
You know, and I've not quite gotten the fascination with her.
Me neither.
On the right, where people are constantly convinced she's going to be the ride-in to save the day Democrat.
She would win.
It finally clicked more fully with me last night.
Her arms. Everybody loves her arms.
Wow. An effective speaker and self-effacing in that way. But she doesn't want anything.
Right.
She's not running for anything.
Yeah.
That's part of the appeal.
True.
It's not a salesman approaching you on a car lot. It's somebody else who wants to just talk to you about cars.
Well, which up until this cycle, I would have said, and that doesn't work because you have to take positions. But maybe you don't.
Yeah.
Maybe Kamala Harris is going to show us you don't need to take positions, really.
You just ride the vibes. All right, I want to finish this off just really briefly. 2 to 1 Americans oppose schools and teachers counseling students about their sexual and gender identities without parental knowledge or consent. It is 2 to 1. And with the least bit of education in this, those numbers would skew even further. Do not be bullied by the radical lunatics. I'm talking to you in blue states. 23% believe schools and teachers should be able to go behind their parents' backs to counsel impressionable, confused adolescents on getting, I'm departing from the script here, permanent treatments. You can't get a friggin' tattoo, but you can get your breasts cut off. Good Lord.
Okay, Katie, I'm going to say something misogynist. I need you to weigh in on this, okay?
All right.
You're on the show to temper this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
People have been talking about Michelle Obama's arms for years because she is fairly fit and she always wore sleeveless shirts.
Yeah, she's got great guns.
Had. She's getting older like all of us.
Oh, no. Here we go.
They were just a tiny bit bingo wingy last night, I thought.
Wow, your standards are high. There was hardly any swinging going on.
I want to apologize to every woman listening and who's ever listened to the Armstrong and Getty Show for that idiotic comment, that immoral, insensitive,
wow,
misogynist comment.
I thought they looked pretty good.
Yes, but it's like, you know, it's like hammering some fit. A 60-year-old for having a bit of moobage.
Let's see you wave, Jack.
Yeah, yeah. Take off your shirt and jump up and down. Mr. Judging Women by the... I cannot believe what I heard.
You're an idiot.
I'm not the one being held up as the fitness standard like she is.
She's what, 60?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's 60. This is idiotic.
Well, I think I didn't bring it up first. I saw it on one of the cable news channels. I don't remember which one it was. And I thought, you gotta let that go.
Oh.
At this point.
Oh. So you're saying it's time to end that as a theme.
Yes. Listen, you moonwalk out of this.
I'm not moonwalking out of it.
Well said, Katie. So you're saying they need to stop bringing that up because somebody might insensitively point out that things are starting to get a little wobbly.
Got it.
Somebody might. All right.
Katie.
We'll have some real coverage from the DNC in Chicago coming up next.
You're an idiot.
Armstrong and Getty.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken leaves the Middle East without a deal. Blinken saying that Israel had accepted a bridging proposal touting a pathway that would end the suffering in Gaza and the threat of a regional war. One Israeli official accusing Netanyahu of sabotaging negotiations. Hamas dismissing the proposal, accusing the U.S. of aligning with new conditions imposed by Israel, which cross its red lines, including demands for the withdrawal of Israeli forces. Now, the desperation of these talks underlined as the IDF recovered six more bodies of hostages from Gaza, 109 remaining, including eight Americans.
See, that is stunning that there are eight. Who even remembers that or could tell you that number?
Right.
There are eight U.S. hostages being held by Hamas, gets no coverage whatsoever. Why there aren't ribbons around trees or, you know, a countdown clock in the corner somewhere of
right.
cable news channels talking about how many days. And the president, under no pressure whatsoever to get them out.
And what's interesting is you're not even hearing on the right, we ought to bomb them back to the Stone Age if they don't give us back our hostages. Where's the anger
right.
on the right, even? Is it because they're mostly dual citizens? I don't know.
I don't know either. And I agree, because it didn't come up at the Republican convention either. I knew Brittany Griner's name, one WNBA player being held in Russia.
Right.
And it was made
under a hell
deal.
Of a lot better conditions than these hostages are being held,
yeah,
if they're still alive.
There was almost zero chance she was going to be raped and or killed
right.
Over in Russia. And these people, if they're still alive, are being treated horribly, as we know. And you just heard a whole bunch of deceased hostages of Israelis recovered, as Hamas, the number of Israelis Hamas killed has just gone up, and just this whole story is mystifying to me.
I've begun ignoring everything that's said about it, especially on the Democratic side, because it's just for domestic consumption. It's just trying to hold their young radical wing at bay. I mean, like Bernie last night. I don't know if it's even worth playing the clip. Where is Bernie? Stand by, everybody.
Bernard Sanders.
That's right. That's the man. Anyway, he said, we need to get the hostages back and have an immediate ceasefire. Okay, I'd love to see the plan. Are you going to do that? You gonna go talk to Hamas, are you? They have not a single poop to give about making a deal.
No.
They don't want a deal. They want to fight. They want people to die. They want to further radicalize the region. They want Hezbollah to jump in and let the true bloodshed begin.
Well, and the way that news story from ABC was just worded there, Israel doesn't agree to some of Hamas's red lines, including withdrawing their troops. Does Hamas still exist in Gaza? Yes. Are they still a sworn, that their only reason for existence is to make sure Israel disappears from the map or every Jew on earth is dead? Yes, that's still their goal. Well, then no.
So give me the outlines of your proposed deal. I'd love to hear it.
Then Israel is not going to withdraw their troops.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I just didn't know.
It's just crap for the Democratic
audience. How much time have I got, Michael? I got to deal with this. I got something I got to deal with here.
Got 3.5.
Okay, perfect. So we got this text. And I am not sure, I don't know if it's worth addressing this sort of thing or not, but we've gotten a number of these. Dan from Portland here. You guys need to go see a doctor because you are definitely suffering from convention fever because you guys are surrounded by everybody that loves Kamala. And in the real world out here where people are going to work to see our paychecks go to crap for the last week, she ain't got no love. I don't understand the point of coming on the air and saying, did you see Michelle Obama's speech? It sucked. It didn't suck. It was freaking fantastic.
Yeah.
It was one of the best political speeches I ever saw. I don't agree with a single thing she said. I hate their policies. I think Kamala Harris is a socialist, and it scares me to death the idea of being president. But what would be the point of claiming that they're not doing well?
Well, there are a lot of shows that do that, and they do well. They profit by it, always giving the people exactly what they want to hear and never any bad news.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you saw Fox's roundtable after the speeches last night, but even their roundtable was over the moon about the Obama speeches and Kamala's husband's speech, which was great.
Yeah. Well, it's two different styles. Is it going to be just constant boosterism? Or are you trying to let people know what's happening and what the dynamics are? How does the field look? How's that offense versus that defense? You know, the special teams. We would prefer to do it that way. I abhor the policies. To the extent that anybody knows what they are.
I abhor them. I'm actually frightened for my kids going into a world where Kamala Harris is president for the next 4 years.
Right, right. But I just, maybe it's because I actually care about the outcomes. I'm not cynical like some of the operatives who are here that really, there are true believers, but there are a lot of very, very cynical people here as well. Because I care about the outcome, I don't want to blow sunshine up until election day. Then when it goes the wrong way, because turnout wasn't great among Republicans or enthusiasm was low or what, because it seemed like it was in the bag, then everybody's going to wake up and say, what happened? What happened?
Right. Right.
Man, I'd rather tell you all the truth and let you go from there. But I get the objection. Yeah, the policies suck. They're going to turn America into a Venezuela.
Who first came up with the phrase, blow sunshine up your hind end, and why?
It was creative.
Is that Shakespeare? I doubt it.
Well, it's an impossibility on several different levels.
Well, right. You can't blow sunshine.
Right. Anywhere. Much really? Less, you know, to introduce it into the lower intestinal tract.
Like it's an enema. And
right.
Then why would that make me happy? I don't feel like that would make me happy, necessarily.
Well, I've never felt it. It's always mentioned as a positive.
It is always presented as an obvious positive, and yes. I'm not sure it would be. Wow. I think, ooh, that's uncomfortable.
Well, and is that illegal?
Some states. We've got more from, it's got to be better than this. We've got some more from the Chicago Convention and Democrats. Coming up, stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, VH1, TLC, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to three streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows, and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR, so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.